My name's Kiernan Cummings. My piece is called Cutting Grass. The way I cut my grass was entirely my own. There's not much I can claim as my own. The style of my talking is a product of my southern winters and northern summers. My distinct taste in food comes from my mother's kitchen. And finally, my emotional detachment can be attributed directly to my father's inability to parent. All these things I had taken, but cutting grass seemed to be the only way I could give it all back. I rounded the far tree. The leaves were scattered at the base of the little maple. I wouldn't go as far to say as I had a talent for cutting grass, or even that I really enjoyed the act of my mundane task. However, I held no stigma towards manual labor. As a child, I remember my father bad-mouthing lawyers, doctors, businessmen, basically anything that was revered as successful in our society. Whether this was because he was a lobsterman who had never left the state, or because his brother was now a moderately successful doctor in Boston, I will never know. In any case, my father's disdain for any profession that made money or was held in any type of regard led me towards my current pursuit, a career in the lucrative field of mowing lawns. I was nearly finished, which should have come as a relief, but it didn't. My lawnmower puttered along. I gazed over to where a dusty dirt road wound its way down a hill. I pictured my father's truck coming up over the ravine on his way to pick me up from soccer camp as a child, or a summer camp my mother had picked for me from my stepfather's house in Charleston. My father would always show up a few hours late in his white pickup truck with blue stripes running down both of the sides. The rust seemed to increase every year, and the antenna had been snapped off and taped on at least 100 times. The worst part about being the son of a Maine lobsterman who was entirely emotionally unavailable was the lack of facial expressions presented to me as a kid. He would roll up, the crunch of the gravel adding to the overwhelming grumble of the truck, and he would wave slightly as if to notify me, "Hey, I'm still your dad." I would gather my things, climb in, and we would go. Across the dirt lot now, looking back at the sun barely above the tree line, and the decaying farmhouse looked as pretty as it ever would. I backed the mower into the awaiting towing bed. The way the whole truck bounced as it held the weight of my tractor always gave me a tiny jolt of excitement. I leaned in and swung my leg over the seat, my worn jeans stretching. Hopping down, I swung open the door and dove in with one fluid motion. I sat there for a second and then turned the key. It started slowly. It seemed funny to me that so much of my time was occupied with the operation of outdated machines. As my own rusty truck began to move, I thought about sitting in the truck staring at my father as we listened to the only tape my father kept in his car, Orange Blossom Special by Johnny Cash. That song Danny Boy would come on, and he would turn to me every time, not saying a word, and just point at the stereo and smile. God wasted vocal cords on my father. It was nearly comical how similar I was to my dad. I had become what he wanted me to become. Was this his own sort of genius? Had every awkward conversation preceded and followed up by silence been intentional? In my seventh grade year, my dad mentioned to me that he liked Steve Grogan. That was his favorite player on the Patriots. That next year in South Carolina, I had tried out for quarterback. I hadn't thought about it at the time. When my old man passed away, we all went up to the old Georgetown Cemetery. Most of us mumbled something, but no tears were shed. I hate to say that's the way he would have wanted it, but most likely that is the way he would have wanted it. My truck began to sputter. It slowed, and I pulled out onto the shoulder. It came to a stop, and I got out. Instead of reaching for my tools or taking a peek at the engine, I leapt into the back of my truck and lay there, watching as the sun fell behind the pines. I watched a plane cross the sky and felt the chill autumn breeze wash over me as a smell hit my nose. The smell of freshly cut grass. I began to cry.